It's 5:20. The air raid sirens are silent in Israel tonight, and the airstrikes on Gaza have stopped as the ceasefire agreed to by Israel and Gaza's Hamas rulers at last report was holding. Israel's prime minister says the country's response to militant rocket fire may not have been as harsh as some Israelis wanted, but it succeeded in stopping the rockets. Gaza's prime minister says Palestinian fighters changed the rules of the game with Israel. 8 days of fighting left more than 160 Palestinians and six Israelis dead. Let's go live tonight to Edward Isaac Dover. He's deputy White House editor for Politico. Isaac, thank you for coming back on, and happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Dimitri. Glad to be here.
So we'd rather have the ceasefire, that's for sure. That's good news all around, including at the White House. But you and your colleagues are writing that in some ways, President Obama's Middle East troubles have just begun. Well, what does this come down to?
Look ahead at the next 4 years and think about the things that are on President Obama's agenda. You have a lot of things within the Middle East that are going to prove difficult. Of course, there is this situation in Gaza, the continuing problems between Israel and the Palestinians. You've got Libya, Syria, and then the big one, the Iranian pursuit of the nuclear bomb. All those things together bring to a situation here to a head, and you see the way that President Obama has had to carefully navigate his relationship with the Palestinian conflict and with Egypt and the new government there to make sure that his relationships going forward are not adversely impacted in any major way.
Does it also come down to Israel no longer listening to Washington, Hamas no longer listening to Washington, and I wonder about Egypt?
Right. Well, Egypt is the country that used to be the major stabilizing force in the region, and that was under the control of Hosni Mubarak. When Mubarak was toppled and the new Muslim Brotherhood government came in with President Morsi there, it created a lot more instability in the region. The relationship that President Obama has with Israel is had some troubled moments, and especially his personal relationship with Prime Minister Netanyahu over there has been difficult at points. But you see, even in the last couple of days, that seems to have warmed a little bit. And then there's Hamas, which has been increasingly assertive in the West Bank and Gaza. They're a terrorist organization in the eyes of the United States, so the United States has no relations with them at all.
So what do you do? I mean, when you're facing this huge wall of problems, you outlined them very clearly. What are the president's options in trying to carve out at least some modest success in the Middle East and in Northern Africa?
Well, it seems like the answer is tread delicately and carefully and not count on anything lasting for too long. You see even in Egypt in the last few hours that the Egyptian president came off of the success that he had in negotiating on behalf of Hamas to get to the ceasefire and then seized much more power within Egypt, got rid of a lot of the powers of the judicial system there. A lot of that by taking advantage of this moment that he had of American support. So even in this little moment, you have a tricky situation that presents itself right away. That's going to be the case no matter what happens going forward because there's so much ongoing turmoil and reverberations from the Arab Spring. And when you have all these major issues that could each of them explode into big ones, those are really difficult situations for the president to be in.
All throughout the Arab Spring, there were some calls or at least some discussion of the U.S. cutting off aid to Egypt. What effect would that have now? I'm not saying there's any reason to do it right this minute, but wouldn't that add to the turmoil at this point?
There's no question that it would destabilize Egypt in a major way. There's a lot of money going in, many billions of dollars every year coming from America into Egypt. And that's one of the things that the President Morsi over there needs to make sure, for his sake, doesn't stop coming. So the American government is not interested in destabilizing things in a way that would get things into a perhaps worse state and feeding some anti-American sentiment over there. So it does not seem like at this point there's a real threat of American aid to Egypt being stopped.
But if Egypt is heading in a direction that Washington doesn't care for, what alternatives are there?
Well, then it gets into a very difficult situation because not only does it create the potential to destabilize Egypt, but there are all sorts of issues with the way that the peace treaties are written and the aid that is being given to Israel as well. So President Obama would have a very difficult situation on his hands if he decided to actually go through and start thinking about pulling aid from Egypt. It does not seem like that is an option that is being actively considered at this moment, though.
You only briefly mentioned Iran at the top, but that, you know, next to, of course, the stopping of fighting the ceasefire between Hamas and Israel, that seems to be pretty close to the top of the president's list, Iran. What's the latest on that front?
Well, the latest is that we are waiting to see what the negotiations will yield. if the negotiations over whether there will be negotiations, I should say. There was some sense before the election that President Obama would start moving in a direction to get things, to get some level of talk started. So far, we're waiting to see where that all comes to. But the president has said very clearly that he'd prefer there to be a diplomatic solution to what's going on in Iran, and he will pursue that. But it does not seem like that has been fully agreed to by anybody at this point, and therefore the military option is obviously still there.
Isaac, we'll talk to you soon. Thanks again.
Thank you, Dimitri.
That's Edward Isaac Dover, Deputy White House Editor for Politico, talking about the still tense situation in the Middle East, although everyone is thankful that ceasefire seems to be holding. Edward is part of our political coverage here with Politico, and for more news, go to politico.com.